Hi, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled A Royal Roll, was written by Linda Washington. The closer someone in a royal family is to the throne, the more the public hears about him or her. Others are almost forgotten. The British royal family has a line of succession that includes nearly 60 people. One of them is Lord Frederick Windsor, who's 49th in line for the throne. Instead of being in the limelight, he quietly goes about his life. Though he works as a financial analyst, he's not considered a working royal, one of the important family members who are paid for representing the family. David's son Nathan in 2 Samuel chapter 5 is another royal who lived outside of the limelight. Very little is known about him. But while the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew mentions his son Solomon, Luke's genealogy, which many scholars believe is Mary's family line, mentions Nathan. Though Nathan didn't hold a scepter, he still had a role in God's forever kingdom. As believers in Christ, we're also royalty. The Apostle John wrote that God gave us the right to become children of God. Though we may not be in the spotlight, we're children of the King. God considers each of us important enough to represent Him here on earth and to one day reign with Him. Like Nathan, we may not wear an earthly crown, but we still have a part to play in God's kingdom. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that every single one of us is equally important to you, whether big or small, rich or poor, famous or not known much at all. No matter what our stories are, where we've come from, thank you for adopting us into your family and giving us a place of belonging. What a wonderful reminder to know that we all have a part to play in your grand plan for creation. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.